This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 1122 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Washington Post, November 4th, 2002, with the headline, "The Godless Americans March." Waving U.S. flags and calling themselves one of the last groups in America facing unrestrained bigotry, about 2,000 atheists and other non-believers marched on the Mall yesterday to protest what they say is increasing infringement of religion in governmental affairs. Staging their first Godless Americans March on Washington, the demonstrators said they wanted to show that Americans who do not believe in God or who doubt the existence of a supreme deity comprise a significant part of the population that needs to be taken more seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, I see a sleeping giant that is waking up and is ready to assert its political and cultural influence. Ellen Johnson, president of American Atheist, told the protesters as she announced the creation of a Godless Political Action Committee. Johnson, whose organization sponsored the event, said she was happy to see the Christian counter-demonstrators because it means you're doing something right. If they ignored us, that would tell me we are completely uninfluential. She and other speakers cited the 2001 American Religious Identification Survey done by the Graduate Center of the City University of New York, showing that 14% of the population identifies with no religion. "I want to show people that we are part of the United States and are just like them, even though we don't believe in God," said marcher Ann Richardson, 49, a graphic artist from Annandale. Johnson estimated the crowd at 2,000 to 3,000, larger than anticipated. "We're flabbergasted," she said. "We're delighted, just delighted." Many in the crowd said they hope to dismiss the myth that non-believers are unpatriotic. Against the backdrop of a huge sign that read, "Atheists Bless America," about 100 military veterans were called to the stage to receive a round of applause. Other atheists currently serving sent their support. Some in the crowd said they were against religion because of the injuries sometimes done in its name. "Look at the Crusades. Look at Al-Qaeda," said Alexandria resident Joshua Hoover, 28. "Every religious organization has a dark history of persecuting and harming those who don't follow what they believe and preach."
Dave, let's give him a few points here. Certainly, many things that have been done in the name of religion are ugly, atrocious, horrible to the max. But I can't think of anything with regard to biblical Christianity, the very things that Jesus said, the things that he taught. Mm-hmm. These things have brought a hope for the world, brought peace where it's been applied biblically. But what about atheistic societies? We've had a few of them, haven't we?
Tom, they're really confused, these people. They talk about 14% don't have any religion. Well, that doesn't say 14% don't believe in God. A lot of people who don't believe in God don't have a religion. And as you are pointing out, they're a bit confused about the difference between Al-Qaeda and Christianity. There is a big difference.
He's applying the Crusades to
the
Christianity.
The Crusades were not Christians. See, what the Muslim does He does it in obedience to Muhammad, in obedience to the Quran. These are what the terrorists do.
Mm-hmm.
They do it in obedience to the Hadith, in obedience to Muhammad's example. But what the Crusaders did was in disobedience of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. That's why you said they're not Christians, but you're saying they're not biblical Christians.
Well, they can call themselves Christians, but you can't invent your own Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call yourself a Christian if you don't follow Jesus Christ, his teaching and his example. And they did not. They were the very antithesis of what Christ said. Jesus Christ was a Jew. They went around killing Jews, slaughtering them. So, first of all, they're confused on that point.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, what religion, and as you said, what religion hasn't done some evil? No, true biblical Christianity has never done any evil, or it wouldn't be true biblical Christianity. They acknowledge that they are a religion. Their first complaint is that there's an infringement of religious freedom by the government, increasingly, they say. Well, what is this? This is a religion? You guys have a non-religious religion? You have an atheistic religion? So it is a faith. You have somehow come to believe something. Well, on what basis have you come to believe this? How did you conclude there is no God? All the evidence in the universe says there is. Your own conscience would tell you that there must be justice in this world. You want the police to be tolerant of crime. You want doctors to be tolerant of disease. So you want a tolerance. But is God going to be tolerant? Isn't he allowed to have any rules? It doesn't make sense. The whole thing is ridiculous. So they're thrilled that they got 2,000 people out. I don't think that's a very large influence. And I think they're just foolish. Mm-hmm. To imagine they can form a political party about this.
But Dave, on the other hand, they have made some inroads. We find more and more a separation, whether it's related to the schools or the governments, mm-hmm. throwing God out, removing God from be a pledge of allegiance, or whether it be an option within schools and so on to pray.
Yeah, the accusation there would be that the government is forcing a religion upon people. Whereas that's not exactly what this protest is about. They say that they are an important segment of society that needs to have some recognition and that they are being persecuted, discriminated against. I certainly have not noticed that. In the political arena, there's no discrimination against people that don't believe in God.
Yeah, that was my point.
I would say it'd be the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an interesting news item, Tom, but I feel a sense of pain and sorrow for these dear people. They need to sit down and think again. You cannot explain what man is in the terms that they have come to rest with.
Right. It's incredibly short-sighted.
It's irrational.
Mm-hmm.